Hello and welcome to Kit Plus TV, supported by Media Proxy. Now, we speak to Marshall USA about their cameras quite frequently, and there's always something cool and new to talk about with them. And we'll be talking to Todd very soon about what we can expect from them at NAB.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. But today, we're catching up with one of their largest distributors. So let's connect with Germany and speak to Alexander Kirst from Vision to See. Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Good. Hi. Nice to meet you. Great to be here.
So, first of all, for how long have you been working with Marshall?
We are working with Marshall since the year 2000. We started almost with the first monitor they had. It was a dual monitor with 8.4 inch, and the first monitor that could be built in an OB band for making them so much lighter than they used to be with the CRT monitors.
In the time, Alex, I believe you've become the single largest distributor for Marshall, and that's worldwide, I believe. How did you achieve that?
We always did pretty well with Marshall, but in the last few years, I thought, okay, why we are doing just well? And then I was starting to ask my resellers, please tell me, why are you selling so little Marshall cameras and monitors? And the answer was a combination. First of all, we didn't deliver this quick, so I lifted up the stock, and we have so much more stock. This helped a lot. Okay. But the main problem was the dealers didn't really understand what was the benefit of the Marshall products. What can you do with a small mini camera at this size with an HD SDI output? And then I was spending a lot of time with educating the resellers. And when they started to understand what their customers can do with this, it started to grow. And then, of course, the PTZ camera was COVID really helped us a lot, because we now had we needed to do remote production, and the Marshall cameras really fitted perfect. And then I just need to educate the new resellers, the new salespersons, and the product itself was always very good, and it just needed to be more known in the public.
So I imagine you've probably, in that case, developed quite a good dealer network across Europe. How do you go about handling support and sort of pre-sales and pre-sale support for all of this this dealer network?
Support is, of course, a very important topic, and we are trying to do as many repairs as possible in-house, and in case we cannot repair it and it needs to go back to the manufacturer, we have replacement units. So we have the internal goal to give that a repair does not take longer than 3 days. And in 99% of the cases, we are fulfilling this, because we are doing replacements. We have so many units we can swap, and luckily, not as many units come back. But of course, when a camera is falling from a tripod and things happen, that it might break. And so the key is to do as many service in-house as possible. And regarding pre-sales, of course, I need to help customers to find the right product. So we have a huge amount of demo and loan units for when you're talking to public broadcast. They need to test everything they are buying. They are not relying on what they got offered. They need to test this. And that's the reason why I keep so big amount of demo gear.
So it seems like, from what you were saying earlier on, Alex, that it's more of an education thing about training people and training that network. And the reason why we've spoken to Marshall so often over the last couple of years is because they've constantly got a stream of new innovations coming out. Is that a challenge, to keep on top of that training program when you've constantly got new cameras coming out?
Oh, yes, it really is. You do know how often we or Todd announce a new product, and a lot of work to educate the resellers and the system integrator. But this is the important part. You cannot bring a product into the market when the market doesn't know the product. So you have to announce all, or you have to give the reseller all the information they do need, and educating them is a big part of my business.
And of course, not only that, keeping the market informed, the market has evolved. Your business has probably had to react to an evolving market over the last couple of years, some of it permanent. What kind of changes have you had to make? Have you been feeding back, I guess? And what other changes have you had to make to your business over the last couple of years? It'd be interesting.
Of course, COVID changed really everything. I was, when COVID hit Germany and we had the first lockdown, I was in Hamburg on a business trip. I was there for a full week and meeting customers in Hamburg and was showing the product. And then I needed to go home we had a full lockdown, but everything was closed. We sent everybody from the office into home office who could work from home. Of course, shipping and repairing cannot be done at home, while the rest of the team was working from home. And after a few days, I realized I can do everything I did on a trip at home too. Send a product to customer, call them up, had a video call, and told them, "Oh, let's speak about the camera I just sent you." And it is so efficient, and I do not want to stop this. Frankly speaking, the week business trip in Hamburg could be shrinked down to half or maximum one day with the same outcome. Of course, exhibitions I'm missing a lot. I really miss seeing my customers, yes, but just traveling 900 kilometers to show a camera that I can send per UPS and call the customer up, tell me what you think about it. Doesn't make sense to travel this far each time you do have a new product.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of manufacturers and distributors that have obviously discovered new ways of doing things. So with the many cameras on the market, Alex, why do you think your resellers prefer to sell Marshall?
It's a combination of many, many points. First of all, the quality is good, from starting from the small little one up to the 4K and the IPTZ camera. It's a huge lineup what they do get, and the good quality for an affordable price, very small failure rate, and they are in most of the cases available.
And is there a best-selling camera at the moment? Because of course, let's not forget, There's a huge variety. At the beginning of lockdown, they had to sort of restock massively the CV503 U3, the USB version, which suddenly became very popular. But what's the biggest selling camera in your through yourselves at the moment?
They are two different cameras I'm selling. When we're starting with the small miniature camera, the CV506 is by far the best-selling camera we do have. It's the 4K, the HD 3G SDI, including HDMI output camera. We had so many installations where a customer just bought tons of them and installing them into all different places. And when it came to PTZ cameras, the best-selling is at the moment the CV630 IP, but I'm not 100% sure if this will be the same when we would speak in 2 months' time, because the CV605 is picking up so quickly. And I ran the numbers this morning, and we almost got the same amount of quantity of the CV506. It's the smaller one, more wide angle, better fitting for smaller rooms like a radio station or every small room is this camera fitting perfect.
You mentioned just now, Alex, about availability being one of the key factors of why people like to use Marshall. Now, obviously, there's a worldwide shortage of chips. Has that affected availability? What's the current situation on stock?
Current situation is pretty good. We had some weeks where we couldn't deliver one or the other model, but the good thing is we always had an alternative. I'm very often I spoke to the customer that, okay, this camera will take 6 weeks, but I do have it in a different color. I have the white one in stock, or we are jumping to the next bigger level from the 630 to the 730. And so I was capable of really almost deliver every, most of the time I could deliver what the customer was needing, or at least a similar product.
There's something we've noticed, we've spoken about it before with Todd, is that we've noticed that Marshall cameras can sometimes be used in some pretty cool and unexpected applications. Can you give us any examples that you've been involved with?
Yes. We had several expectable applications, like universities, like churches. Of course, we had many cameras on stage, on all kinds of events, but one really cool example is we had in Denmark a medical company contacted me, and they installed in over 100 dentist offices cameras.
All right.
So when the doctor doesn't install the first time a planted into a mouse, there must be a doctor from the manufacturer watching how he's doing this and teach him how to do this, and this is done remotely. I think this was pretty cool, because it saves a lot of traveling time there, and it is compared to how much the medical company is paying for having a doctor close by for just watching how to do this, doing this with a camera. That's a pretty cool application. And they used the CV 226 with a 6mm lens.
So you're at the coalface, effectively, Alex, of dealing with customers and the distributors that are selling them to customers. What are the things that you're feeding back to Marshall that people really want in the next innovation that we see from Marshall?
Of course, it really depends on when I'm speaking to customer. I'm always collecting every other month feedback from the customer and reporting this to Todd, and he's really thankful. And very often I do see the recommendation or the feedback from the customer in the next product. And at the moment, NDI is a big topic, and we had very often the request for uncompressed NDI, and we also had the request for a channel lock capability on a PTZ camera, and this is what will come.
I'm sure it will. Yeah, absolutely. Will we see you at NAB?
I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff. We'll see you there. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us today, Alex. And thanks, of course, to Media Proxy for their continuing support of Kiplus TV. And thank you for watching. Do subscribe to the channel and download the podcast, where you will hear all of the unedited content of this interview. You can find it at kitplus.com/podcast, or just search your directory for Kitplus. See you next time.
Bye-bye.